matter is also there, but matter means it is sometimes manifest, sometimes not. But life is always existing.
Unless the matter is touched by light, it cannot
manifest. Just like this coat, it has not automatically come on my body. I have gathered it. Similarly, life is there and it is gathering the matter to dress itself in a particular way. This is the variety of life.
We give that example that the difference between life and matter. We say that the difference is that life, the material bodies or material living bodies, we live in a material body, but the material bodies, when a living entity stays inside that body, is fully automated, fully equipped.
Life is enjoying or trying to enjoy the matter. Matter is prakriti, and the living entity is purusha. The chief purusha is Krishna, and we are trying to imitate Krishna. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Living entity is superior to aprayam tasu vidhi me prakriti para. This is prakriti. That we are trying to become purusha. This is struggle for existence. It's trying to live within the water. They are not trying.
Oh yes, they have several plans to procure food from under the water, under the ocean. So they have already different schemes already started. Because the shortage of food in the on the surface of the earth, it says going to be very imminent in the coming future. So they have already started plans to make some food.
Another nonsense. They are not producing food. They are producing motor tires, and still there is a shortage. Let's see. Now, in this city of Atlanta, or any big city, who is producing food? Everyone is eating. Nobody is produced.
They will say it is produced by farmers. They will say that it is produced by farmers.
Yes.
Even their shops called produce.
Farmers are producing and you are eating. But you are not producing. Therefore, gradually, your food will be shorted. You are depending on others. Farmers do not produce food for human beings. They produce food for the cows.
For the cows?
Yes. You do not know this? These rascals produce for the animals, not for humans.
So the human beings are cows then?
No, no, they eat the cows.
We eat the cows.
Oh.
In Bengali there is a saying, Tomar ja bhalo basha, Musalmaner murgi posha. You know this?
I don't mean.
Your love is like the Mohammedans keeping chickens and loving. That means the chickens be fat. And I shall eat it. This is your love. They are keeping cow not for love, but for eating.
No, I mean in the sense farmers, that they produce the grains and vegetables. I was thinking that line.
That is somewhere in India still. Here they keep cows not for protection, for eating. Chemical. Life is already there.
So what they're saying is this, that when they examine this body in the minute details, they call the molecular levels, they find only molecules. They don't see anything. For example, when they analyze the hand, they say this protein molecules, some fats, some carbohydrates, and they don't see anything else except molecules. And at the same time, when they study, they call the biochemical pathways in the living cells. They find only these DNA molecules and the different molecules that carry out different activities. That is why they say that there is what we call life is just nothing but the arrangement of these molecules in different ways.
Huh.
So that's why they say that yes, life started actually from these molecules.
So why they cannot produce life? Only molecules.
That's it. When science started or knowledge started, it takes some time. It cannot come all on a sudden.
So what is this knowledge? The molecules are already there.
But I said in about 200 years ago, they didn't know these molecules.
They say Rome wasn't. They say Rome wasn't built in a day.
It was not known to you. But what are the hard for? And what is the benefit when you have known it?
Because you say without knowing, it's not advancement of knowledge.
Huh?
Without knowing,
it's but you have not advancing. Known it. You have not known it. You cannot claim that you are advanced. You are still foolish. Why are you claiming advancement? You have not known it.
Yeah, but they are saying that in due course of time we will
that
know.
That is
it.
Another foolishness. That is good. You have not known it till now. You are foolish. Right? That you have to admit. In future, you will be a rich man. And therefore you give me a post-dated check. We'll accept it. The foolish person will accept.
But they
that I am giving you the check, $10 million. You can take it after 3 million years. And I shall become rich. It is a proposal like that. No intelligent person will accept that check.
But they said that about 200 years ago, yes, we were foolish. about 200 years ago.
Yeah, still you are Buddhist. Intelligent. Admit it, that is still you are Buddhist. We have known the molecules. What is the benefit of mine?
Because that is a part of our man's inquiry. Huh? Inquiry to know something. They don't want to be in darkness.
Inquiry maybe, but whether that inquiry is properly answered, that is the thing. Inquiry, there is always. But what is the answer of the inquiry?
The answer is, without knowing the goal, the man an answer. Jai Prabhupada. Jai Prabhupada.